they been asking about me, I'm up now. I be the topic that everybody discuss now. But anybody talking crazy could get touched now. Told me they gon' catch me slipping, I'm like, pull up now. I'm getting tired of them scary hoes acting tough. The only shot she ever sent went straight to her butt. Man, I can't stand a mixy bitch cause I stay in the cut. But if you wanna run your mouth, I'm fucking you up. I'm always focused on the bag, I never could stop.
Yo, yo.
Premier new movie.
Oh, no, that's the homie right there. That's Chrissy Bands right there. She got a new joint with Freeway out, so you know I had to show her some love.
Chrissy be definitely doing her thing. Shout out to her.
Yes, sir. Sounds fire. Yes,
sir, yes, sir.
Some new holiday music for us? Is that what we got from her?
Yo, get your drink on. They get you a cup of Henny, motherfucker. Get aggressive.
I had to give up on the Henny, man. I'm done with Henny, bro. I can't do Henny no more, man. I'm sorry, I'm past that era in my life where I drink Henny at the cup. And there's nothing wrong with anybody that still does it, but I don't know. Me, I can't do it anymore.
So that was me, Henny, and Red Bull all day. Now let's see after the baby what happens, because I might just die.
So no Henny. Can we do Douce? Because that's a little classier for you, Sean. If that
not even that either. I'm not even going to hold you, man. Listen,
I can't even do Douce.
And see, I'm drinking Prosecco. I'm drinking some, maybe some Riesling. All right, you know I like champagne. I'm a little bougie sometimes.
Sean, we had a whole champagne summer though.
Huh?
We had a whole champagne summer that turned into a whole champagne year.
Bro, it's always champagne. Champagne forever, man.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, champagne forever.
I'm with you.
Everybody can't relate to these champagne summers, these champagne weekends. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already know we had a cheat code. You know what I'm saying? But we did what we did. We legends out here.
Bro, you see all the corks that I got in my fucking window and shit? Motherfucking, like, we ran through that champagne and we was drinking.
What you gonna do with them corks, though?
I don't know. I'm just keeping
it. Relax. You gotta relax. The show just started.
All right. It's been like 2.5 minutes.
And Trip almost went for the bait for a second there. You gotta relax. So,
let's tell them where the fuck we at, man. First of all,
we shooting the shit, man.
Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all. Already. Yeah. We already.
Sean, we used to have to set an over under for Sean before he gonna say some wild shit, but now he went away from it for a little bit. Now he back. So this episode's only been what, not even 3 minutes in, and he already started his bullshit.
But you know what? That's my fault, Eric, because I forgot. It's a difference between outside Sean and inside Sean. He outside right now acting up, so he gonna start off earlier naturally. If he was inside, we probably could have got like 10 minutes into the show before he got on the bullshit. But he outside, so it just starts automatically.
He might have been a little more reserved then, right?
Exactly. It's quiet.
Listen, we on the live, so let's not waste too much time, man. Let's get into some shit, man. What's the topic we want to get into right now?
So I think a real, real big topic that's been going on lately, everybody's been talking about, of course, we got to talk about the Deion situation. Deion being at Jackson State, he made some commitments to those players, to that community, to HBCU. And some people feel away, you know. Some people may look at it like a business decision, but, you know, it's real. Whew, it's like kind of damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Nah, that's a
good
point. I know
y'all got some feelings about this.
Yeah, that's a good one to get into. Sean, though, I want you to kick it off because you went to an HBCU,
mm-hmm.
right? So what were your thoughts when you heard the news? How do you feel as an alumni yourself?
So to be totally honest with you, I'm also like a businessman as well. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's like double fold. It's weird. I'm a football fan. I'm a Florida State fan. So I'm a fan of these big Power 5 teams. It's the Power 5, right? Big Power 5 teams. And I'm also a supporter of HBCUs as well. But it's kind of like, it's weird because you get into these situations, you get these opportunities to actually be able to excel, right? But then on the flip side of that, it's like, all right, well, you told me you were going to do X, Y, Z. That's kind of like LeBron and them talking about they was going to win all them championships and then they ain't win the championships and they was upset. But, you know what I mean? Not to say this is kind of the same thing, but it's, so to speak, you know, they feel like – some people feel like they were used. I personally am not bothered by it, but I don't know, man. Like, as a business person, I get it. As an HBCU alum, you know, it's kind of – it sucks or whatever because I play football as well. But, listen, this is how it is sometimes. I hope more people step up and actually come into these positions and stuff like that to where they, you know, can coach some of these HBCU teams. We have Hugh Jackson that's at Southern, I believe. So, I mean – maybe we get more people that stepping up and helping out with these actual programs or whatever, because there's a lot of programs that can do a lot of good if they get some of these, you know, these superstars to come in and, you know, show that they actually care.
That's a fact. Bree, what you think?
I mean, this is not a strong topic for me, really.
Say less. Because, I mean, me and Tripp kind of went back and forth on this. So I don't want to sound redundant, but I think it's unfair the backlash that Deion is getting for this, because there are people who are making it seem as if he left the program high and dry. Let's keep it a buck. Let's call it what it is. Deion did not go to Jackson State. Deion didn't go to any HBCU, right? He's also let it be known that his intention has always been to be the head coach of his alma mater, Florida State University. So that's what he's trying to get back to. But in terms of what he's done for Jackson State in the 3 years, I think you can make a legit argument that nobody has done more for an HBCU as a head coach than Deion has in his 3 years. Because when you talk about him dealing with the water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi, with the sponsorship dollars that he pumped into that university since he's been there, with the attention and notoriety that he brought to Jackson State, all those things have greatly benefited that program. Not to mention, he was given back half of his salary to the school to cover any other expenses they had. So Deion did right by the school, and he saw an opportunity to now upgrade a little bit and play, you know, in a bigger conference. And I don't blame him for doing it, because he not only got to look out for himself, he got to look out for his assistant coaches. He got to look out for his two sons that are on the team. He got to look out for multiple people. And so nothing against Jackson State, but Jackson State ain't going to get you to that next step of Florida State. You're going to have to coach at a couple other stops before Florida State really pay attention to you. And I think Colorado is just one of them stepping stones.
All right. So just so that way I'm up, because I feel like I'm with what you just said, I'm kind of like up to date. So Deion Sanders joined the college football. Was it football? The football team as the coach, right?
Yeah, he was the head coach of Jackson State University. He's been the head coach for the last 3 years.
So now he's not doing that anymore. He stepped down.
He was presented an opportunity. Some of the power schools in college football started approaching him about becoming their head coach. He took a position now going for next season. He finished out this season with Jackson State. So it's not like he left them high and dry. He completed the season. They got one more game, which he's still going to coach for them. And then he's moving on to Colorado University as of next year.
All right. I mean, wasn't there a beef with him and one of the other head coaches because they won and it was like a big we were talking about this a few weeks ago, right?
Right. Yeah. Deion's personality, you know, tends to rub some people the wrong way.
Yeah, because he's Deion Sanders. He is who he is. And you know, I mean, listen, if the opportunity, if you're not leaving the job high and dry and you're finishing out your job, and you get a better opportunity for you, then take that. You know what I mean? If you're not, I don't know if there's any controversy, but for me personally, I feel like if you want to go somewhere else and make a different move, and that was just like your stepping stone, and now you're getting a better opportunity, do what's good for you. Do, you know, as long as you completing the job and you're not leaving anybody high and dry, I feel like do what you got to do that works for you. And you're not hurting anybody in the interim.
Well, so you know what happens, Bree, is that because you like the term that you just used, leaving them high and dry, right? So there's people that feel like that's what Deion is doing, right? So they'll look past the fact that in 3 seasons he completely transformed Jackson State University, right? They'll look past the fact that in 2 out of the 3 seasons they won the SWAC championship. Right, they'll look past the fact that they went undefeated this last season and won the SWAC championship, right? And that's just the on the field football resume, right? But now when you're talking about when you adding in the sponsorship deals, the, you know, taking money from his salary to put back into to them finishing the facility, so they actually have somewhere to practice. So they didn't have to not practice if the weather conditions was too crazy. They had an indoor facility. You know what I mean? Bring in the notoriety. You got Gillian Wallow pulling up. You got the cast of P-Valley pulling up. You got Young Dolph, rest in peace, pulling up. You know what I mean? All of these things that Deion Sanders has done for the school. And I heard something today. I was listening to a clip from Van Lathan's podcast. And, you know, he was talking about what Deion did for Jackson State and what he did for HBCUs. And he was kind of saying that he didn't really do much for HBCUs. And I'm like, no, he did a lot for HBCUs, because the amount of notoriety that just him being there for these 3 years, that boosts every HBCU up. Because I guarantee you that half the people who now know about HBCUs only know because of Deion. Because, you know, I think we had the conversation before. I could probably tell you myself, and I'm a sports guy who's been hosting a sports show. Off the top of my head, I can give you like five HBCU schools.
Can I jump in there? So with him doing that, it's still kind of like, in a sense, it's people still only know about five schools, even so. So it's like he helped, but then it's like people still are only knowing about five schools or whatever the case may be. So you were saying, I'm sorry, brother. But
Jackson State wasn't one of them five, I'll tell you that much. I tell you that Jackson 5 was not one of the schools that people knew before.
Well, the Jackson 5 ain't got a school in the SWAC.
Jackson State.
As much as we love the Jackson 5, they ain't got no school.
I do like
SWAC.
The Jackson 5.
They not SWAC,
though.
Baby. They not SWAC.
Who is SWAC? You know what I'm saying?
Proud time, baby. Come on now.
But yeah, no. So you got to look at all of these things that Deion has done. And it's like, all right, so he doesn't get the chance to elevate his career and himself. And do better things. Like, yeah, I would love for Deion to still be there because of what he has brought. But at the same time, it's like, listen, it's like, all right, one person step up, and then it's like, oh, man, if he don't do it no more, it's the end of the world. No, we all got to step up. You know, we listed a few people on the show this past Sunday who would make, you know what I'm saying, great pieces to add to the HBCU. There's so many guys, and not even just in the NFL, just NBA. You know what I mean? Because there's basketball programs with these HBCUs too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we need everybody kind of got to step up and do their part. But Deion did a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, how much does one person have to be responsible for?
And right. And I'll say this too, in defense of Deion. And maybe I am biased, because I think Deion is a great, not only was a great player, but a great person, because we see all the work that he does in the community. But like, even if we say, oh, yeah, it was only 3 years and he only did this, all right, well, you got another former Hall of Famer in Eddie George at Tennessee State. Has he brought that same notoriety to HBCUs? Has he used his leverage and the connections he has to elevate that program the way Deion did? No, he hasn't. And that's not a knock on Eddie George. I don't want to make it seem like I'm dissing Eddie George. It's not to say that. But let's not try to minimize what Deion has done and make it seem like, well, he's only done this, he's only done that. I encourage people, 60 Minutes did a piece on Jackson State and Deion specifically about 6 months ago during the season. Deion was not only giving back half his salary, he had to deal with the water crisis. So he was calling connections and contacts to bring water into the city. He was doing something that nobody else, even politicians, weren't doing. The president of the HBCU athletic department and division said himself that Deion has far exceeded any expectations they could have thought when he came on at Jackson State, because of the amount of attention and revenue he brought there. The first day he was there, the first call he made, he said himself, was to Under Armour. Under Armour got the school a brand new practice facility and bought all the jerseys and cleats for the whole team. So when Deion is doing things like that, let's not make it seem like, oh, he could have done more. I mean, maybe he could have, but he did a lot in 3 years. Shit, the 60 Minutes piece, like I said, I encourage somebody to go back and look at it. During the water crisis, they had to not only limit how many times they could practice because there wasn't enough fresh water for the players. Deion was taking a fucking bath in a hotel pool, bro. Like, what celebrity you know is going to that level for the city? Deion could have easily been like, yo, I'm not staying here during that. I'm out of here. I got the resources. And I think it's insulting to people, for people to say, oh, he going to Colorado for the money, when he was giving back half his salary to Jackson State. Like,
yeah, I do realize that Deion was rich before he got to Jackson State. And
like,
Deion
was wealthy before Jackson State. Like, we want Deion, right? And to your point, Sean, right? We want Deion to bring A1 type coaching to Jackson State, right? We want him to go in the living rooms and get the number one recruits like Travis Hunter. So he got to go up against the Nick Sabans of the world, right? Against the Jimbo Fishers. But he not getting paid like them. He ain't got them facilities. He ain't got the same access. So it's like, y'all want him to do all the things that the Power Five conferences is doing. You want him to do it for HBCU, cool. But he not getting paid for it, though. But nobody brings that part of it up. It's like, oh, he doing it for the money. I mean, we all take jobs for the money. Let's keep it a buck. But how many of us give back half our salary for 3 years for the greater good of that job.
And how many of the people that's been shitting on Dion or hating on Dion, how many dollars did you put in to these HBCUs to help them get those facilities and get everything that they would need to compete with a Nick Saban, you know what I mean, with an Alabama, right, with all of these top schools?
And the sacrifice that his sons is making. His son, that's the cornerback, was at South Carolina University, a major D1 school. He transferred out of that school to go to Jackson State because his pops was the coach there. Mm-hmm. Shador, who some people said could have been a Heisman hopeful this year with the numbers he was putting up at Jackson State, sacrificing himself. He could be playing at a Power 5 school, but he at Jackson State. Travis Hunter, the cornerback, who was the number one cornerback in his high school class last year at Jackson State. So Dion is not only making a sacrifice for himself, he got these kids doing it too. At some point, Dion got to look at everybody involved. My assistant coaches ain't getting paid what they supposed to be getting paid. My players ain't getting, though they're getting notoriety, they not still at the level they should be at. So this is bigger than Dion. And I think, like I said, it's a little insulting for people to make it like, oh, it's only a money grab. Dion had money way before Jackson State. Dion built his own fucking school in Texas. He don't need this shit. Let's keep it a buck. He do not need this.
Facts.
But you know folks going to feel away how they going to feel away about what you doing, how you spend your money, and how you going to get other opportunities. You know what I'm saying? These same people wouldn't even take a chance on themselves or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? This shit is like, everything is business. You know what I'm saying? Everything is negotiable. I hate to say this shit, but that's kind of what it is. You know what I mean? A lot of times when you're looking at these type of coaching situations, you don't always get these situations as a black man. You know, so for you to get like a Colorado, that's a big move. You know what I mean? That's a conference that's actually getting some stuff shaking out here. So, you know, for Dion to get that, you know, I'm happy for him. Also, as a HBCU graduate and a former athlete as well, like, I understand how you feel, but I don't know, man. It's kind of like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. We want people to progress, but it's like, at what rate do we want people to progress? So it's like, you can't kind of tell somebody how you want them to progress. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to kind of support them. So,
yeah. And that's a great point you brought up, Sean, because like I said on Sunday when Tripp and I were talking, I was like, yo, selfishly, I get it. Because I think we were all rooting for Dion if he stayed at Jackson State to keep building it, right? Every week he got somebody hot in there, you know, whether it's Wallow and Gilly, whether, you know, it was Dolph, rest in peace, Dolph, or any one of the other young rappers out there. You like, yo, keep doing that. Keep doing it in that way and bringing the culture to the field now, the way Dion did as a player. Because for a lot of people that don't know, there was one time when Dion had MC Hammer on the sideline of a fucking game when MC Hammer was the hottest thing smoking. And Dion did that shit on some real hood shit, like, yo, my man's gonna stand on the sideline with me and shit. But also, we gotta be fair, right? Because when we see black qualified coaches who don't get a shot, we get mad about that, right? When there's black qualified head coaches and they get passed over, we be like, yo, that's fucked up. They deserve a shot. Well, guess what? Dion is more than qualified to be a head coach at one of these Power 5 schools. So why should we, like you said, Sean, why should we stop his growth because of our own selfish intentions? He is more than qualified. Let him go there and show it on that level now so that he could show them, I'm not just some dude, some gimmicky dude that went to Jackson State. I could recruit on the biggest level with everybody else and win games at these Power 5 schools.
Yeah.
We on live still. Let's so the Kanye is wilding because he got, man, Chris Paul. I hate bringing Chris Paul into things, man. He got to relax. He's fucking with my tourist brother. He's not bothering nobody. All right. He bringing him into his messy world, man. He got to cut it out. What's going on with your boy?
The amount that we talk about Kanye, I think he needs to like cut us a check already because this, his shenanigans is outlandish. And we done gave him almost whole shows because what he has like he's wild. I thought, you know, he goes through these spurts of going crazy and then, you know, he comes back, you know, and he's on a whole nother level. And he's throwing everybody under the bus that don't even need to be thrown under the bus just to reflect off of the nonsense and the craziness that he's saying.
First of all, I'm just trying to figure out, when did it become cool to name all the cats that knocked down your lady? I didn't think that was like a thing. Never. And now you done bigged up Pete Davidson. Okay, you know, I know you done got Pete Davidson so much more woman than he could ever imagine. Okay, now you throwing Chris Paul name under the bus. Like, yo, what, like, what's up, bro? Like, you really need to sit down. You know what I mean? Like, you just, I don't know what's going, like, he really got to stop and you know, talk to somebody, get some counseling, you know, maybe get back on the meds. Whatever it is he need to do, he needs to do, though.
He got Pete Davidson's old joint spinning the block.
Word.
Will Gordon in the chat. Shout out to Will Gordon. I see you in there, kid. Will Gordon in the chat. But yeah, nah, Kanye, that's super goofy, yo. Super goofy shit. Like, oh, by the way, I saw Chris Paul. He was with Kim. All right, and what you did? You walked out the room? You closed the door?
Why you even want to tell somebody smash your lady, man?
That's why.
Right, like you doing entirely too much. We're really watching this man melt down, and it's nasty because it's getting worse and worse as days progress. Right, like he just continuously just seem to say more and worse shit, more and worse. Yes, more and worse.
More
shit.
And worse. That's a good one.
He just be saying shit. Be like, yo, dog. Like you just thought about that, and you just said, yo, you ain't want to run that by nobody. Like, you just want to come out here and just say wild shit. All the like, come on, man. Like, and the shit was going for a long time. Everybody that was around him, it was cool because he was making music. He was doing all this shit, man. And like Bree said, like, we talk about this motherfucker so much, I get tired of it, yo. Like, it be sometimes where, like,
we
talk
too.
About it, and I just don't say nothing because this don't make no sense. Like, bro, like, we...
He tried to throw Ice Cube under the bus. Everybody.
Ice Cube shut
that shit down, though, real fast. Whoa, they gonna bring me in that shit. He's like, yeah, you inspired my anti-Semitic rant. Like, what? Yeah,
he's be wilding. I agree with Brito, man. We didn't talk about Kanye. I don't even know how many straight weeks this is that we've had to talk about Kanye.
He been flooded the,
like,
timeline.
Every time we think it's gonna die down, he hits you with and another thing.
Yeah.
And then it'd be something else that we gotta get into at that point.
Fact. He comes back with one even crazier. Like it's like one tops the other one. Just when we thought he's reached the pinnacle of outlandish shit to say out his mouth, he topped that one. Like at this point, he's done reached number one on our list. I don't know, because he was maybe like at the bottom. Well, I think he's done climbed even our list.
He might be a Soulja Boy Hall of Fame lister at this point.
Yeah,
nah, he got a wild out. That's a wild out list. That's a different. That's a whole different
list. Kanye might have started. Will, you a fucking fool? Will, I see your comment in there. Will, comment like a motherfucker. Hey,
we got 82, so if you're going Kanye, you know what I'm saying?
He's bugging. Hold on. We had something else. Oh, I know what it was, man. Another joint. The longest 2-week notice in entertainment history. Angelique, she finally left Breakfast Club. She gave a 2-week notice back in the summertime, remember?
Word. She needed that attention, I guess.
I think she felt bad because, like, how the whole kind of situation kind of played out. I feel like they was. The way they were talking about it in real time, they were talking about it in real time, right? Like they felt the way, you know, and they kind of stressed out the whole little. I guess they were talking about it in real time. So,
who that is? Who that is with the feedback?
That your man over here, being the sound engineer.
That's Will dropping comments in the chat. Shout out to Will, man.
But yeah, nah, like you said, Sean, it was happening in real time. I think, you know, she kind of expressed herself in a moment and then had to walk it back and realize, like, all right, well, I mean, the show really ain't over yet, so I got to kind of still deal with this and still show up to work. Had to be the most awkward going away party ever, because it was like, we know you was leaving for months. Like, we was just waiting for you to officially tell us your quote-unquote other show was ready for you.
What's her sign, though? Because I feel like she's still holding a grudge over that Gucci Mane shit.
What's her sign? Look it up.
But Charlamagne was saying it, though. He was like, do you really got a show? Like, he was even, like, trying to throw her shade. Like, do you really got a show? Are you really leaving? Like, what's going on? When is it going to start? Yeah, like, he was throwing her shade.
Yeah, Charlamagne knows she was bullshit. Charlamagne got his own network, so he know how the whole game go. He like, you ain't got no fucking show. I know you ain't got no show because we ain't trying to sign you to our network, so I know you ain't got no show.
Well, it's supposed to come on after the Breakfast Club goes off. So we'll see how it goes, man.
Breakfast Club just dropped like 2 more interviews this week. They're not going nowhere.
So Power. What if that time slot like that? Like Power 105 is like, you know what I'm saying? Like they got some good. What time is Angie going? Like 2?
Well, it's, I think Power 105 is till like 10. It's from like 6 to like 10 a.m., right?
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. I mean, I know from like, I mean, the Breakfast Club, yeah. So if it's on after that, then it's on 11 o'clock.
Who's like 11 or something,
well,
right?
You listen to Breakfast Club on your way to work if you're going into work. But
what I'm saying, you, I don't know. In my mind, I'm like, somebody ain't gonna stay down.
Yeah, get somebody fired.
Keep it a buck. Nobody listen to Angela Yee podcast now.
Oh, so the lip service joint. It's not she getting some views.
Y'all not about to tune in at 11 o'clock weekdays. 11 o'clock. First of all, 11 o'clock is a bullshit time to give anybody for their show. Keep it a buck. Because like you said, Tripp, by 11 o'clock, you supposed to already be at work or wherever you're supposed to be going.
Somebody
ain't
fired.
Nobody starting their day off like, ease on, put that on.
Let's do it.
And just her, like only her, I don't know.
And she competing with reruns of Maury? That's a loss.
Oh, no, that's over there.
Lip service?
Listen.
Lip service?
Nah.
Let me tell you.
Lip service is only cool because Stephanie Santiago. Keep it a buck.
I only watch the clips. I don't. It's not really something I subscribe to. Not saying it's good or bad because I don't know because I don't watch.
Bree,
it like
Bree
that.
Just confirmed what I said. Bree said if Maury's on and Angela Yee show,
I'm
come
it.
On.
Because y'all know
she don't care if she already seen that episode.
You are not the father.
I'm watching it over again because I need to refresh my memory. I will be watching Maury.
I always wanted to be a Maury cameraman. Yo, like them just running with that camera, like. In my mind, I'm like, did they like run through it? Like, did they go through this before? Are their cameras wireless? Like, how does this work? Because, like, Tripp understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way they run to the back is like, bro, there's no way you can have cables with that camera. And if you do, like, you're a fucking athlete. Like,
that's a two-man job. You gotta have somebody holding the cables to make sure you don't get caught on any corners, anything.
Or
what you think the 40 time gotta be for it though?
Oh shit.
You got to have a 40 time.
At least a 420, 4.20, something like that. You got to be.
You got a 40 time for the cameraman for Maury?
Since I watch Maury so often, now that, you know, I've been home, I feel like they have the beginning runner, right, to catch them as they running off the stage. And then once that cameraman reaches the back, then they're already on cue because it's a whole different angle when they get to the back.
Yeah, facts.
So they got the multiple angles in the back room and then even in the halls, unless the one in the back is the one, because then they run in with that one too. So I think the longest one is the ones that they got in the backstage, because then they running through all kinds of rooms.
Yep, no, you got to. And then you got to think about it, right? You also got to be good with the zoom lens, because when you got to zoom out real quick to catch them crip walking when he find out he's not the father, you got to be on it. You got to be on point with it. So every cameraman can't do that job. So, you know, you got to really be on it.
Yo, Will want to know if y'all got any candidates to replace Angela Yee.
I heard Remy before. I heard Remy's name pop up. That's like the only person I've really actually heard their name pop up. I wouldn't mind Remy, but I don't know.
Take that show in a different direction, though. Remy, you know what? I'll take that back. Remy would be good, but she would take that show in a different direction. Like, low-key, their ratings might go up a whole lot more with Remy, because Remy don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. Remy Bronx. Facts. Old Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like, I could see Remy being on there, and she would validly press Charlamagne and Envy, and they, like,
yep,
she would press them out.
I mean, I was really thinking more of like myself, because
Bree sent in her tape. She sent in her tape already.
What?
Because you know, I could do the Breakfast Club, and I could still do shooting the. Because nothing's gonna interfere with that.
Yeah, that's in the morning, but you got to get up early though, Bree. I don't know if you can get up.
So that's fine.
I don't know, it might be early,
then you done, and then you done at 10 o'clock. By 11:10, 10:30, I'm done. I'm out. We out.
That is true. I mean, listen, you definitely would be better than the female host that they.
That's a fact. Bree, you got my vote. I mean, if they were to go with Remy, though, Remy's cool too. I promise you, though.
I mean,
if they got Remy up there, I promise you it won't be one of the Birdman situations.
Oh, nah.
You know, Remy don't play that type of shit.
Because Remy will punch you in your fucking face.
Yeah. And it definitely.
Oh, you a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah,
what
the
fuck is you talking about?
You ain't never been called a bitch ass nigga from a girl from the Bronx. Bitch ass.
Right. And she going to tell Birdman, suck my dick.
Facts.
It's going to get real ugly up there. It's going to get super ugly up there.
motherfuckers got to fight. Let's get one more topic, you know, before we jump off the live, y'all.
Yo, Lady Gaga, I think the person that killed or kidnapped her dog, the guy got 21
years. They shot her dog.
Yeah, got 21 years in jail. You know, they had the Mike Vick jokes came out of nowhere. But so I got 21 years in jail, yo.
Which, okay. But there are real, like, other crimes going on. You know, there are other major offenses that people are committing and they get less time. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Nah, but you know what? You don't fuck with Peter. I'm telling you, like, you don't fuck with Peter. Peter will have your ass doing a serious bid, all right? Like, that's one of them groups that you don't fuck with, yo. Like, nah, you don't fuck around with them animals. They take that, like, especially white people in this country, they take that shit very serious, okay? So don't fuck with these animals out here.
I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, do the time, but equally convict other, you know, offenders with the same amount of time. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got a dog myself, and whoever does anything to my dog, I want them to do maximum time as well.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, let's have everybody on the same page here.
Oh, listen, I'm with you. I'm just saying, don't fuck with Peter because they will come after your ass. They don't just be throwing paint on your mink coats no more. You're going down.
That's that different shit. I'm not going to say nothing about Peter, so I'll pass it on to whoever else want to go.
And you know the whites don't play about their animals and shit, all right? Because they be kissing their dogs in the mouth.
Exactly. Oh, that's right?
Anybody that kissing their dog in the mouth is sending you to fucking jail. You're going to jail behind that shit. So
Shout out. Well, RIP. I don't know if y'all ever seen that stand-up, Patrice O'Neal. One of the funniest stand-ups ever.
Yeah.
When he was like, you kissing a jackal on the mouth?
Yo, that's wild.
He's talking about people who be kissing their dog on the mouth. That's a fact. Bri, I'm not judging you if you kiss your dog on the mouth.
I absolutely do not. My dog gets close. I'm like, whoa. I turn into the Matrix and shit. Because we not like, let you lick my hand. I love you, Papa, but we ain't doing that.
This is a segue, though, but when you ever had, like, the white people be and they be wanting to, like, bring some food and shit.
Wait, what'd you just say about white people's nipples?
Like,
potluck. So he's okay. He said a potluck.
Potluck with the people that be kissing their dogs in the mouth.
Oh, nah, that's nasty. They probably put raisins in the potato salad, too, though, them people. So, if you kiss your dog in the mouth, you're definitely putting raisins in a potato salad. I'm sorry. I'm standing on that.
I was watching something on Instagram the other day, and this girl was making a like a pumpkin pie, and the dog was with her in the kitchen, and every time she put an ingredient, the dog was up on the counter licking everything that she was trying to mix.
Don't worry.
I don't know if it was the dog's tongue
is the cleanest thing in the world.
Listen, I don't know if it was. It was the most confusing thing that I was watching because I'm like, was this pie for him or was this pie for people? Because I'm confused.
But it get like
that shit right to work.
My grandmother, she when I was growing up, like she had a Rottweiler. And y'all know how big Rottweilers can get, right? So my grandmother's neighbor, he drove upstate to go buy the Rottweiler because he got one for himself and he got one for my grandmother. They were sisters. They came from the same litter. Like, if you kissing a dog that big in the mouth, y'all in a relationship. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Like, that shit is just crazy. To kiss a Rottweiler in the mouth, son, that's wild,
you
bro.
Kissing fucking dogs, you that's just much. A strange individual. Yes. You can't be kissing no fucking dogs in the mouth. I don't.
No, but imagine a Rottweiler's dome piece. It's damn near the same size as a human, bro. So imagine a fucking tongue on a Rottweiler looking at your face. The shit is fucking disgusting. I never was with that shit. I told you, you could barely lick my hand.
First of all, if you got a dog, you done told your dog to stop licking their balls before. All right?
Yes, because all you hear is that shit is annoying anyway.
Your dog be giving himself the Gawk Gawk 3000. Reese out frustrated by her dog. Like, enough.
Yo, yeah, like, yo, shut up. What you doing? Calm down. Go lick your ball somewhere else, bro. Like, anybody got time for this? Like,
I'm trying to watch the show. Leave me licking his
I'm trying
ball.
To watch the show. Exactly. Like, I'm trying to watch my show, and all I hear is you slobbing on your balls. I know you must itch or something, but, bro, go outside. Go. You got multiple beds. Get out of here with
said,
that.
Fuck
okay?
that. I'm letting my nuts hang today, nigga. What's up?
Nah, he wild.
My dog gets me tight when he does that. I'll be like,
facts.
Like, you need some privacy? Cause
nah, dogs don't give a fuck about nobody. When they want to lick their balls or, you know, they kitty cat, whatever, they don't give a fuck who's around. They gonna be in their little, curl up in their little ball, and they gonna go to work. And that's gonna be the end of it. And dare you to say some shit to them.
They will stop and look at you like,
yeah, they'll get offended that you said something to them. Like, what?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Excuse you? Don't you wash your balls, nigga? let me
ride. Hey, listen. Some of y'all be kissing them dogs in the mouth.
Shout out to everybody that's on the live. I see we got a couple people on the live right now. Big shout out to everybody. Shout out to Will. Make sure that you guys are subscribed to the YouTube channel. That's the only way you're going to catch us live when we do the lives on Wednesday nights. We're going to keep going live. And then, of course, you guys know we got the podcast episodes dropping every Thursday and every Sunday. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Shooting the Pod. And, of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/shootingtheshit. And the same thing with the YouTube channel. Subscribe to that channel, man. We got a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be coming to you guys soon. We definitely going to be ending off the year strong with a whole bunch of more content, a whole bunch of these crazy-ass topics that we be getting to on the program. So make sure you guys are tuned in. And, yo, let's get ready to take this overtime, man. Let's sign out for the live, y'all.
Appreciate y'all tuning in.
Shooting the shit.
Thank you for tuning in.
Let them know where we at before we go, though. Shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all. Peace.
All right. Back to it now. Now that the kids is away, it's time for this grown folk music now. It's time for us to go in.
Well, since we still recording, you know, I'm going to go walk in the party.
Yeah. What we got? We're going to probably do like, what, one or two more topics, right? Because we've already been rolling for a good like 40 minutes. Let's get like one more topic in and then we wrap this one.
You know what? Let's do this because Sean sent me a clip of some of my work the other day that kind of went a little bit viral. We was out with Big Gene and shooting some stuff for the Art of Dialogue YouTube channel, and you know, one of the things that people was asking Gene about, he had told a story about this rapper who was in a compromising position with Puff in a hotel room. and then he finally actually told who the rapper was. It was Ja Rule, but it, I mean, they did there was two women in the room with them too. However, Gene did explain the fact that Puff was buying a bucket full of butt plugs earlier that day for use. And
that's the same thing you do with them corks.
whoa.
You gotta relax.
See, here you go. Here you go, Sean, with your bullshit, son. Here you go. Okay. So
hold on. So Ja and Puff was in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
They had two ladies with them though.
Yeah.
And earlier that day, Puff had bought some butt plugs,
along with a whole bunch of other shit from this sex shop. So Gene is like following him around the store. He said he started putting, you know, reaching up on the rack, put some stuff in the bag. So when he get up to where the shit was at, he look up and the shit say butt plugs. So he like, so Puff was like, "Yo, can I go shopping by myself?" So he like, "All right, dog, you got it." So he just throws everything in the bag. He don't even like take nothing out when he gets to the counter. He's like, he just pulls out a fucking knot of money like this, gives it to the cashier, and then just walks out with, you know, everything in the bag. Then later that night, they fly to, actually, matter of fact, I think they flew to, it was either they flew from Atlanta to North Carolina.
Real quick. What if I'm TSA, right, and I see man butt plugs in the bag, what am I thinking?
That's a freaky bowl right there. That's a freaky bowl.
That's weird as fuck. If I scan your bag. and you got mad fucking butt plugs in your shit, and you probably got other chains and whips, all type of freaky shit in the back.
Remember that while they lying, TSA be laughing, all these rubbers in my luggage. That's a different type of rubbers.
That's a whole different. I respect that. I'm like, I young boy about to go get it in. I ain't mad at him. But you're going with a suitcase full of butt plugs. I don't even know what to tell you on that one, son.
Like, ain't the women supposed to be the ones that's supposed to be having the butt plugs?
Listen, I wasn't in the room, nor was Gene. So it's not like he said who used the butt plugs on who. But he did say Ja Rule's cousin had came and tried to, like, barge into the room. And he said, and after he, like, had to hem up Ja Rule's cousin, Ja Rule ran out the room, him and Puff, you know, half naked trying to put towels on. And he was like, you don't want to go in there. Some freaky shit going on inside that room. So I don't know what kind of shit was
going on. That's what Ja Rule said?
That's what Ja Rule said. He said there's a lot of freaky shit going on in there. So I don't know what kind of shit was going on. I don't know who you. Listen, it's not confirmed that the butt plugs was definitely used in the room. Okay. But the butt plugs were definitely brought
on. But they were purchased.
They were purchased, and they did get on. They had. You know what it was too, Sean? Actually, because they had the private jet though. So you know, on the private jet,
they probably got on the PJ,
yeah. So they didn't see the butt plugs. He said it was on the G4. So they didn't see the butt plugs. So to answer your question, Sean, if you don't see the butt plugs, it didn't happen.
I don't know. Maybe we might have to talk about it on off air, because Gene did tell us about another story. About that time that Cam was hanging out with Mace, and Cam had seen something over there at the crib. Remember, I don't want to throw it out there. Gene don't want to throw it out. Maybe we talk about it all there.
No, well, Cam spoke about it on the radio, so you can talk about it.
Oh, that's right. So Gene did tell us this years ago when he was telling us how you know, Big was fond of Cam, and he was trying to sign Cam.
Yeah.
And then that kind of fell through, obviously, because Big had passed away. And then this was when Un was trying to sign him. And obviously, Cam and Mace is great friends. Everybody know that. And it was one time where they was hanging out, and Cam was like, yo, we were supposed to meet up with some joints. And Mace was staying at Puff's high-rise apartment. So they was all going back to Puff's high-rise apartment. Cam went to use the bathroom, and there was a dildo on the sink. And Cam came out the bathroom, was like, yo, who the fuck shit is this? And Mace was like, yo, that nigga Puff be wildin', son. And nigga Cam was like, nah, I think it's time for me to go. I think I'm out of here.
Listen, I don't give a fuck. If I'm staying at one of my people's houses and I walk into the bathroom and there's a dildo in the sink, I'm going to get the broom and brush that shit off and into something. I'm not going to just sit there and have company in the dildo sitting on the sink. That don't even make no sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
My man always did say that there was something fishy about Mr. Love himself.
I think everybody said
A couple people, because I won't go into the story because it's a long one, but you can find it on YouTube. Listen to what Exhibit said one time when they was at the party with Puff. Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube, and he talked about some wild shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stories out there floating around.
And you know how Wendy Williams feel. You know, even though now she kind of done cooled down, like, in the recent years when she had the show still. But, you know, she was about to expose some shit, too, until Puff got her kicked off the air.
Yeah.
So.
But,
yo, let's get ready to end it. Let's end it on that show. Yeah,
shooting
man.
Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all.
Not into wasting time. I was just doing fine. Should I find something new, or should I be tripping on you?
What?
These decisions ain't easy.
Nah.
Believe me, I know it's hard to read me. And I know with these girls I'm getting greedy. Cause I can't find one that knows how to treat a man. I'm just really trying to understand. Who really trying to know who I am? Cause right now I can't even trust my friends.
I'm trying to live my life right.
That's all I'm trying to do. Won't you be